And now, let us return to Entity from the Void.
What is truth? And what is fantasy? A lonely girl, a fog-bound ship in mid-ocean, and the mind-shattering appearance of a godlike creature. Is this fantasy? Or the strange, strange story which he had for lovely Nada? Was this perhaps truth? And my world was called Kor.
Thur? And from a world called Kor? This is so hard to understand.
Patience, my dear, and you will understand. Kor was a planet in the fifth galaxy beyond this. My world has been destroyed for 1,000 years. Yet the light from it still shines upon your Earth, for the distance is so great that 2,000 light years are required to bring its glow this far.
These things you tell me, they're staggering. My mind, it's in a whirl.
But you believe me?
Yes. Oddly, I do believe you.
My people, though much like the people of your Earth, far surpassed you in intellect. And yet, our science, our culture, our developments of all kinds were of no use when the end came. The end of a tired, worn-out planet. I alone survived, for I alone was given the power.
This is frightening, and it's unbelievable.
Nada, it is frightening and unbelievable only because your mind is bound by the conventions of an unbelieving world. Let me show you my story.
Please do. Tell me your story.
Show you my story, Nada. Hold my hands. So. Now clear your mind of all thought. Clear it. I will help you.
I cannot. One's mind continues to function. The thought processes go on.
Clear your mind. Refuse your mind the privilege of thinking. I help you now. Think only as I tell you. See now a great hall, a hall of science. A hall wherein are gathered the greatest minds in the whole universe. See them, handsome men, some young, some gray-bearded, thinking, wishing.
Somebody ought to do something about this. Let's see if I can understand it. Oh, there's Scar now. Here comes Scar. He'll know.
Men of Kor! I beg your indulgence for having kept you waiting. Will someone report any further progress? Raga, you are in charge of ministry.
I have little to report, Gar.
Ah, yes. A pitiful shell, this planet of ours. No longer capable of producing even the simplest needs of science.
We have gone a step further in the disintegration and reassembly of matter. It would be simple to transport every person on Kor to another planet in a matter of seconds. But first, we must have a station and a power plant on the newly selected world.
And that is impossible?
Quite impossible, Gar.
Then my solution is the only one, though it presages death to Kor and the people of Kor. My friends, it is inevitable that we die, for I tell you this, that already has the breakup of our planetary mass begun. Within 12 nods, our world will have disintegrated, and all upon it will be dead.
Oh, no.
Wait! Wait. We must not let die what we have accomplished. We must preserve our sciences, our arts, our cultural advantages. I can send one man to another world. I am ready to teach one man the secret of the free entity.
Why only one man? I don't understand.
To one man, can I give the ability to free himself from his mortal body and as a free will, a free entity. He can roam the universe with a thought and settle where he will.
Men of Kor, if we are to send abroad our science, then I say that Gar himself is the one to go.
Yes,
hold! Hold! The severance of the free will from the body will bring about shock of tremendous proportions. We need a young, strong man whose intellect is as well developed as his body. I call upon the young man, Thur.
I am here, Gar.
Then step forward. Thur, there is grave danger for you in this transmigration. You have the courage?
I am ready.
Then join hands with me and clear your mind of all thoughts. I will give you the power by impression, the more quickly to accomplish the freeing of your entity. When your mind is cleared, tell me.
Begin.
I do not believe so. Wait. Thur! Thur!
I am safe, Gar.
Describe for us your surroundings, your emotions. Where are you?
I am in this room. Yet I am gone from our world. I am in the void. I have the feeling of being everywhere. I move a billion miles with a thought. I have no emotion, only a feeling of tremendous power.
It is a success. The transmigration of the will from the prison of a body to free entity.
What is that sound?
It is the crashing of disintegration. Our world is breaking up. Burr!
I hear you, Gar.
Go, go quickly! Lest in the coming cataclysm you will be drawn from your free entity to the husk of your body and consumed with us. Quickly! You have your mission. Go!
I go, Gar. Courage, men of Kor.
And thus it has been, my Nada. For 1,000 years, I have searched for a world to give the science and culture of Kor.
Fantastic and wonderful story. And I have no doubt now, Thur, of your wonderful powers. Then you will give these great powers, these sciences and this culture of Kor to our world, to the Earth?
No, my Nada.
No? But you said...
I said I searched for a world. I examined the planet you call Venus and which we call Mech. The great monsters which people this place, the horrid things still crawling in the steaming slime, have millions of years ahead of them before they'll reach even a remote stage of intelligence. And the hairy creatures who scuttle about on 6 ugly legs and the great ball you have named Jupiter are intelligent enough, but the arts and sciences of Kor are best suited to a race of our physical proportions.
But then, this world of mine, why do you not give these things to us?
No, my Nada. On this earth, I have found only greed and selfishness and destruction. Man is pitted against man in hatred and lust. Where my power is given to him, man on this earth would destroy himself and his world.
I understand. Then you must go on searching.
No. No, in finding you, my search is completed. I have a plan. Far out in space, beyond this galaxy, I have come upon a perfect world. It is verdant and beautiful. You would call it paradise. No harmful being exists upon it, from the tiniest creature to the largest. Each one is gentle and kindly. My new world wants only man.
You have more to say, Thur.
In your Christian belief, one man and one woman gave life to this earth.
Yes, that is our common belief.
Then why cannot one man and one woman give life to my new world? My Nada, only you have measured up to the standards I have set. In your nobility of thought, your gentleness, your loyalty, your goodness, and your beauty. Come with me.
How amazing and beautiful. A new race, a new beginning for mankind. Oh, how glorious.
My Nada, with all the great powers at my command, I find that none is great enough to conquer the gentlest of all emotions. I find myself completely and utterly in love with you.
I know. And I love you, Thur.
My darling.
Oh, we mustn't. Why can I let... Oh, Thur, please.
My Nada, what is wrong?
I am already given to a man. I cannot even think
of... The weakling, the dissipate. Well, you hate him. I know this. Forget him.
I cannot. Since childhood, marriage has been sacred to me. I cannot break a vow. In sickness and in death, for better or worse. No, Thur.
Without you, my power is worthless to me.
Thur, if you love me, perhaps you could find among your great powers a way to strengthen my husband against his weaknesses.
And of course, I could do so with a thought.
Then will you, for me, my dear one, there can be nothing else.
Very well, my Nada. Let me bring him to mine. A moment. So, Nada, your husband is no longer a problem. Come, let us go to your cabin.
Oh, he's sleeping. Let me wake him. Fred.
Your husband is not sleeping, my Nada. He's dead.
Dead? Fred! Oh, no, no!
I am sorry, my dear.
But why did he die?
I have no answer to that.
It is strange. I feel little emotion. I feel no sorrow. Only pity. Pity for the pathetic wastrel whose unhappy life I shared. But I do feel some emotion. There it is hateful of me, but I cannot conquer it. I feel a sense of elation.
Perhaps my Nada at the thought that there is no longer a barrier between us.
I think... Yes, my darling. There is no longer a barrier between us.
You will go with me.
I will go with you to the end of the universe.
There is grave danger, Nada, for you. First, we must bring about the freedom of your entity. We must unshackle your will from your body. In that, there is danger.
I am ready.
Join hands with me. So, now, clear your mind of all thought. I will help you. Look into my mind. Try. Try hard.
I will try.
Soon your mind will clear of all thought. Only the thought to tell me when to begin the transmigration.
My Thur, begin.
God, what a terrible thing. That girl's father is the owner of this ship. She and her husband here are socially prominent. Doctor, what killed them?
Captain, this man died of acute alcoholism. I saw him at dinner in the salon, and already the signs were there.
But Mrs. Westgate and this stranger, whoever he is, what killed them? You're the ship's doctor. You must find out.
I have no idea. There are no marks of violence. And see their faces. Captain, they are supremely happy in death.
One of these love pacts. This will be a terrible scandal.
Somehow I don't believe it was a suicide pact. Captain, they have been dead less than half an hour. We know that. And yet these two bodies are cold. Strangely cold. Why, it is comparable only to what is called absolute cold. The cold of the space void.
Man is life's enigma. Whether he lives in town or farm, in cottage or penthouse, or locked in the narrow confines of a bottle. Or locked in the narrow confines.
Locked in the narrow confines of a bottle? Yes, it's hard to believe that anyone could live in a bottle. Our fantasy next week will be The Bottle Party, adapted for radio from a story by John Collier. Fantasy is produced in Hollywood by Frank Farron. Tonight's fantasy was written and directed by Hobart Donovan. Special music for fantasy was written and arranged by John Duffy and Ken Cameron. The theremin was played by Dr. S. J. Hoffman. This is Ken Niles speaking. This is an audition transcription.